It's been 36 years since Tom Cruise first took to the skies as Pete Mitchell with the call sign Maverick, you know, the hotshot jet fighter pilot in Top Gun.
I feel the need for speed. Ow!
Now Cruise is back in the cockpit in Top Gun Maverick. The sequel premiered last week at the Cannes Film Festival, and critic Bob Mondello says it's the same but sharper.
The opening credit sequence is identical, almost shot for shot, as if to reassure audiences the filmmakers haven't forgotten what worked the first time. Airmen readying sleek jet fighters in pre-dawn light on the deck of an aircraft carrier, planes silhouetted against a sky just starting to glow orange as the sun burns off the mist, then the whine of jet engines as one plane fires up, then another, and another, and a roar as each one rockets into what Kenny Loggins is about to remind us is the danger zone. Haven't seen the original Top Gun? What about the recruitment ads modeled on it after the 1986 Navy saw a 500% spike in enlistees wanting to be aviators? We are in the zone here, going straight to shots of a still seriously fit, almost 60-year-old Tom Cruise, revving up his Kawasaki Ninja, roaring down a highway to what looks like a gigantic arrowhead that he's supposed to fly to Mach 9. But I mean, seriously, 9? With Ed Harris about to shut down the test? How about 10? How about 10.2? Just so they'll have something to talk about when he's called on the carpet.
30-plus years of service, combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion, you won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. Why is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
Maverick gets assigned to train new blood in the Top Gun pilot program, much to the annoyance of John Hamm, his immediate superior.
I have everything I need to have you court-martialed and dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, well, Maverick has a guardian angel. His rival ace, Iceman, is now an admiral, still played by Val Kilmer, whose off-screen battle with throat cancer brings significant resonance when he shows up here. There is a mission, call it impossible if you must. Certainly it's a risky business, flying 30 feet off the ground at 500 miles an hour between cliffs. You get the impression Cruise could do this with eyes wide shut, but they've given him a few good men to work with.
What do we have here?
And one good woman.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
All with descriptive call signs they've earned in flight.
Where's he going?
That's why we call him Hangman. He'll always hang you out to dry.
Others include
Rooster.
Phoenix.
You gotta move, Coyote.
Who are your friends?
Payback.
Fanboy.
What do they call you?
Bob.
No, your call sign.
Bob. Okay, from my perspective, that's a cheap joke, just saying. Director Joseph Kosinski has clearly studied what the original Top Gun did, but he has a far better script to work with. Not more plausible, exactly, but one that puts an adult Cruise in charge of all that free-range testosterone the film's unleashing. That lets it channel emotions the first one couldn't, as when Maverick tells Rooster, the grown-up son of his wingman Goose, who died all those years ago, to follow his instincts.
You think up there you're dead? Believe me.
My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake.
Rooster's played by Miles Teller with a mustache nearly as big as the chip on his shoulder and ripped abs that he and his fellow airmen display in team-building beach football rather than beach volleyball this time, all of which is designed to help the film barrel right past your plot objections before they quite have time to form in nerve centers overstimulated.
What the hell?
By vertigo-inducing.
Good morning, aviators.
Aspect ratio exploding.
This is your captain speaking.
IMAX flight sequences. Cruise insisted that these be filmed with the actors actually in flight, and they are nerve-scrambling in ways digital trickery on screen just isn't. Not gonna say Top Gun Maverick takes my breath away exactly, but it's one hell of a ride. I'm Bob Mondello.